It is me, Jarrell, and you know I got my road dog, my partner in crime, Rocky. What's the deal?
What is the deal, man?
Right back at it.
I'm going to tell you, we now have lounges open.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Yes. Have you been to any of the lounges?
Yes. I was recently at, I went to New Wood Lounge for their, it was like trivia night one night. It was pretty fun. Yeah. That was my first time doing it. It was live. I liked it. It was real comfortable. The easy package we bought came with flour, plenty of accessories. You know, you can use a bong. They had the papers available. It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it, yeah.
Okay, for yeah. sure. So did you got a little drink and everything? And...
I didn't get any cannabis drinks. You know, I'm a flower guy, so I just stuck with the flower, yeah.
Yeah, were you going to
Yeah, I kept the main thing, yeah.
What's that going to do for you? You're going to have like 15
exactly.
of them drinks, huh?
Yeah. What's your favorite lounge so far?
I went to the one in Planet 13.
Dazed. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
A really cool vibe, I thought. We had... And I thought the price was pretty decent for as many people as we had.
Mm-hmm.
We probably would have spent that or more on drinking, so we got pretty damn high.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a better alternative, you know, and then we were able to hang out, and it was really, really cool vibe. Nobody was like shit face or
yeah.
nothing like that. The vibe was very, very, very dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's great, and I think that we have a guest on right now. With us that can enlighten us a little bit too. And I'm going to tell you, this guest is very, very special.
Super special.
Award-winning cannabis leader, mm-hmm. natural healer, and tarot natural card healer. Reader, yes. known as the Canastrologer.
Hello, hello.
Abby Wright.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
This is so fun.
Yeah. So you're here on behalf of Scentsy Magazine and doing a relaunch. Tell people a little bit about yourself and how you got connected with Scentsy Magazine.
So, that's a great question. My entire background is in communications, radio, television, broadcasting. I've done a lot of work with local publications here in the Las Vegas community, but both, you know, online, you know, different entities, media outlets and whatnot. And I was working for another local publication, and there was a guy that was looking to get a sales job with the magazine I was working for. And I was like, you know, you would be a better fit with this magazine. And he goes, oh, well, I work for a cannabis publication. I was like, oh, really? And he told me all about Scentsy. Well, I had already heard about the original launch here in the Nevada community. And this was like right after it happened. And I just, you know, I got all the information and I reached out to him and I said, basically, I'm like, you are going to hire me. So after that, I, you know, was working with him for just a little while, and I just worked my way up, started in sales and, you know, worked my way up to publisher and then market director. I, you know, basically, I kind of, you know, worked with him from 2018 to 2021. So that was, in essence, you know, kind of when Las Vegas was building herself, you
right.
know. In the community. So I'm really proud to say that, you know, I locked arms and was helping build the community with everybody like you guys. And I mean, I've known so many people here for so long.
Yeah.
And then after 2021, you know, we'd gone through COVID and all of that stuff happens.
Yes.
And, you know, Scentsy, thank goodness we made it through. But some interesting things had happened, right? You know, going into COVID. You know, we could talk about it later or whenever, but, like, I had found out that after 37 and a half years, I was late diagnosed for autism and ADHD. And once I found that out, number one, it immediately made sense why I'd been self-medicating since I was 15 years old.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, total sense.
Yeah.
I even talked to the neurologist about it because
right.
he was like, how have you been surviving this entire time? Because you're clearly on the spectrum. And I was like, cannabis, can you talk to me about that? And he's like, you know I can't.
Right.
And I'm like, why not? And he's like, I'm not trained for that. And I was like, whatever. But, you know, the thing is, to be honest, you know, doctors don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we also need to make sure that we're advocating for education
mm-hmm.
and locking arms with doctors and all kinds of new research. And anyway, so long story short, I stepped away from Scentsy for about 2 years, 2.5 years, and went on my own healing journey, stayed in the industry, bounced around to a couple different organizations and entities, learned some lessons. and but still stayed really close to Cincy and the people that I had originally built with, right?
Right.
So, talking about the Can Astrologer,
yeah,
they had all, you know, they had watched me build my Can Astrologer Tarot channel on YouTube, and it was funny because 4 years ago I had pitched Cincy the idea of doing like a spiritual channel.
Right.
Because, you know, I already did it, and, you know, cannabis and, cannabis is like a tool for higher enlightenment.
Just it's, like that.
It is a spiritual thing,
yes.
You know? And but they got a hold of me, and they said, we love your what you're doing, and we would love for you to write our horoscopes. And yeah. I was like, absolutely, 100%. So I started doing that, and my first column appeared in the 420 issue. Of Cincy, so I was really excited about that this year. And then just through conversation, you know, we got to talking, and I was like, did you ever get anybody, you know, the Las Vegas market back on? And they're like, no, let's talk. And I was like, yes. So and here we are again. It was just, you know, divine timing. It had to come around. And I think there are a lot of things happening in the industry, too, a lot of people, transitions, you know, and things just – but it's divine timing. It's time to, you know, rebuild again.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. So,
but I will say, when we came back, we didn't come back just focused specifically in cannabis. We're now all encompassing for the plant medicine world, and we focus on, you know, mind, body, soul, all health and wellness. In January 2023, we're in 2024, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, January 2024. Getting my ears mixed up.
That's okay.
January 2024. We came back and changed our motto, and it's now redefining wellness.
Because that's a great motto.
Yeah, and I mean that's what it's all about. You know, it's all wellness, yeah. And so that's what we focus on.
But it's more than just a magazine, though, right?
100%, 100%.
Because you guys got events. Talk about that.
Yeah, we are obviously a print magazine. And we will be going back into print January 2025.
Yeah.
It's a quarterly publication. But we also have our digital content as well. And so it's everything that you see in the magazine plus more, you know, a lot more local stuff and features and things. And then we do our events. So our events is what we're really well known for.
Mm-hmm.
Once we came back and rebranded, we actually also came back with more types of events. So we found it was really important after all our years in the space that we're doing something B2B, we're doing something B2C, and then something that can kind of incorporate both worlds.
Yeah.
And so we do Cincy Seshes, which is kind of like the event that we just did for our soft launch.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It was very cool vibes. You know, everybody was just happy to, you know, come together again. And we're trying to incorporate more of, you know, outside cannabis industries and outside, you know, plant medicine industries. Like, I brought in the people from ISI, the ISI group, and they're responsible for a lot of the artwork and the huge murals on the sides of the buildings and stuff downtown.
Yes.
And we brought in an amazing artist, and he did a live art, art painting, you know, while we're playing music and just seshing together and networking. And it was super awesome. Reggae Rise Up came out, and we're giving away tickets and all kinds of cool stuff. So... so we have the seshes, and it's just like a couple hours of like a happy hour, you know, a B2B, B2C happy hour. And then we have our Cincy Nights, which is what everybody knows. That's the B2C, and we bring in like 30 to 40 different brands and, you know, invite the public, and they get to talk about their products and their services, and it's literally for everybody.
Yeah.
And obviously consumption friendly, so, you know.
How do you get into the Cincy event?
So,
that's all you hear in the industry.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I love hearing that because we do try to create that FOMO, but at the same time, you know, we're all about building the table so everybody can sit at it. And so that's why we put these events together and offer as many as we do. And then we have our B2B events, and that's, you know, for the decision makers and the, you know, the grows and the market, you know, marketing people and whatnot. So
helps.
Do the business.
The biz.
Exactly. Yes. Do the business, and we help them. And so that's what that's all about. And we find fun and creative ways to still incorporate, you know, people within the industry in order to do that. So, and then besides the events, I know that's a lot, you know, but besides the events, we also work as a referral network, connecting people from all across the country because we're in multiple markets all across the country.
Which is really, really cool because I think that I'm an avid reader. And here's the thing. I think it's duality either way, because I think you're going to be a score. It's a quarterly magazine. It's not, you know, anything super, like, you're not having a bunch of magazines, because that focus really is on a lot of what people have in their hands consistently and what they're looking at and reading. And I read a lot of blogs now. And blogs have been around forever, but now, more so than ever, I'm like, I'm more of a blog reader. You know what I mean? And it takes me away a little bit from social media.
Sure.
So I think it's important. I think, you know, having reading, I'm an actual tactile person, and I love books. So
I love
opening
books
magazines and looking at colorful things. And I know, here's the thing, I save a good portion of magazines, especially when we're in them. Right?
You're right.
So I'm like, I'm saving this one. But I save a good portion of magazines that I really, really like, just like books.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of Scentsy, too, that have been on my shelf from a few years back. So very, very excited to have you on. It's almost like a full circle moment.
It really does feel full circle, you know? And I feel like, you know, especially after the period of time that I wasn't with Scentsy, I was still, like I said, you know, kind of working in the industry, but It just feels like I came back to open arms.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, the community, people, culture and cannabis reached out. You know, you guys reached out. I mean, Chill Still Pipes. Like, there's so many. I could name so many people. Wacket Grinders and all of them.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And I just, I feel like, you know, all roads lead to Rome. And I've been saying the whole time, all my roads lead to home. And Scentsy's like my home, you know. So it's meant to be. Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
No worries. Yeah. Now that you're not doing the you know, astrology portion of the magazine, do you still do stuff with your can astrology? Is that still part
Oh, sure. No, I am still doing.
You are?
I'm still doing the can astrology in the magazine.
Yay!
Yeah. And yes, I am still doing stuff online as well. And it's funny that you say that, because I haven't, like, posted anything in the whole last month of August. Number one, we were going through Mercury retrograde.
Okay, so listen, my wife right now is like, ding, 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 ding. Now you're speaking my language. Speak it, girl.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
good. So the entire month of August, we were dealing with Mercury retrograde, which affects communication, transportation, and technology.
Okay.
Yes. I had to get a new car. Okay.
Damn.
The technology portion was just like, I'm building right now. I'm in building mode with Scentsy. I was throwing that event and getting ready for all of that, and you know, kids went back to school, and there's just, like, all this stuff. And also, I had that Can of Boss Babes event in Long Beach that I was part of, and huge content house, and there was just so much stuff. So I had to put the Can Astrologer stuff on the back end, but I was still doing personal readings that, you know, obviously don't get posted and stuff. And I'm always still open for readings for people. I do emergency sessions, you know, that type of thing. And I'm always there to educate people around the full moons and the new moons and things like that. So it's very important, you know.
Yep. I already know my wife is going to be like, "Hey, can you talk to Abby for me?"
And I'm looking forward to getting even more into it. It's just finding that balance between building again, because we are really at the very beginning of everything.
Yeah.
I've got a small team working for me. You know, always looking for great new talent. Anybody interested, you know, coming on board and joining the Scentsy train, let me know. But yeah, I'm focused on growing, but it's what the spirituality, honestly, is what keeps me grounded.
Right.
And so it's very important to me, and that's what I told Scentsy too. I said, listen, if I'm going to do this market director thing again, I was like, the Can Astrologer is still extremely important.
Right.
I just have to make sure to be able to balance both.
Yeah, and we still need that advocacy, too.
100%.
Yeah, I think especially now as we move closer to federal legalization, I think that that's so important.
Well, and, you know, talking about that, I don't know if you saw my posts today.
Okay, read that, girl. Yes, yes, so, go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, talking about advocacy and the whole reason why we're even able to celebrate in this space, you know, and, you know, being able to look at the people who are still sitting in prison. And right now, the Beer Bro Farms,
yeah.
The Beer Bro Brothers. So they put out an APB to the entire media, cannabis community, calling for media podcasts, you know, companies, they're going mainstream too, celebrities, athletes, whoever, you know, advocates, educators, everybody, because we're trying to free Edwin Rubis.
Yes.
And, you know, if you don't know his story, check out Beard Bro Farms. Check out CincyMag.com because we now have a story up about it. But they're pulling everybody together and trying to get the attention of President Joe Biden because, you know, he only has a couple more months before he's stepping down. But he still has the power to be able to, why can't I think of the?
Pardon.
Pardon, yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. Clemency.
Yeah.
Clemency. And if you look at Edwin's story, you know, he was up for parole for three different times and under really stupid circumstances.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to get it. And it's like three strikes, you're out, you know. So the only way that he can get out is through a pardon or through this clemency. So we're doing everything we can, you know, getting out there in the media. And we're pulling people together, reposting, you know, and calling on people to please go. You know, change.org has a petition, sign the petitions, donate to the cause, you know, get the word out there because it's, you know, it's stupid that these guys are sitting in there, you know, still suffering for nonviolent cannabis, you know, I don't even like saying the word crime because it's not a crime anymore. It's not looked at as a crime anymore. So, you know, these offenses.
Well, the three strike rule is just stupid.
It's so stupid. You know, I have, you know, all my spidey senses are telling me that, you know, this is a reason that it's the reason and divine timing for us to be able to come together. And actually, astrologically speaking,
okay,
this is a time, this is a time of divine karma. So the energy that you put into anything at this moment will karmically come back tenfold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful about what you're putting your energy into. Are you aggressive and mean and angry at something, or are you trying to build and grow? And that's what this coming together is all about. And I feel really good about, you know, hoping that we can get the message across and not only just free him, but other federal prisoners that are still in jail for the same thing.
For the same shit.
For the same shit.
And just in case, because we, you know, I know that we have a lot of young folks coming into the 21-year-old sectors that listens and they're bud tending now, and a three strike rule basically means once you've had three offenses of cannabis, like selling it, whatever, you're a lifetime in prison. That is really the end result to that situation. And it's just unfair.
Yeah.
Because people are making so much money off of this plant.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
You know, and, you know, I don't want to call any of us criminals, but like, there's a lot of criminal activity in our industry.
100.
And, you know, and, like, those people aren't getting caught. It's like, come on. This guy's, in my eyes, he's a hero, you know. And
right.
So are the rest of the people that are still sitting there. So we need to do whatever we can, you know, to wrap our arms around them and try to, you know, give them freedom again, you know.
Right. It's been too long anyway.
Oh, 100%.
I mean,
he's been sitting in there for 20 years.
Yeah.
He's a 40-year sentence. He just celebrated his 56th birthday.
Which there's 24 states legal.
Yeah.
Of cannabis now. So that should be just the calling card that lets people know that, hey, let's wake up because there's something real life that's happening there. And, you know, it's not, you can't ignore it. It's literally there. You can't pull the wool over people's eyes now. So a lot of people are suffering, and it sucks because you have to watch that every day, you know, a new dispensary pop up in your neighborhood or whatever, you know what I mean? And so it stinks.
It's time to break the toxic cycles.
Yes, 100%.
It's going to take some, I don't know. I keep saying it's going to take time, but how much time do we have?
You know,
it's like, geez.
You know, though, on the way here, I was thinking, though, you know, back when, I mean, like I said, I started using cannabis and psilocybin, too, when I was 15 years old. And I remember the conversation amongst my friends, and I was like, you know, guys, and this was before I really knew that I had, like, psychic abilities, but I was like, you know, guys, one day this is going to be legal, you know? And, of course, I was really high, but I was like, this is going to be legal. And they're like, Abby, you're crazy. Like, there's no way. And then years later, fast forward, and I'm sitting in the fifth state, you know, that went adult rec, and we went we went medical, in 2013?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really proud of where I kind of ended up and have been able to advocate and really get educated. You know, I knew, thought I knew a lot then, but working in the industry opens your eyes up to so much more.
Yep.
Including, you know, purpose and intent. You know, I thought I knew why I loved the plant for all those years, literally taking jobs my entire life where I wasn't going to be drug tested. Mm-hmm. That is how I led my life.
Mm-hmm.
you know, just because it was my medicine, it's what made
me feel good. He's like, I can't give it up.
I couldn't. Yeah. I knew it.
Well, now even more so with the diagnosis.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's exactly it. It's my medicine.
Yeah.
It's what has kept me normal, so to speak, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's just, it's so important now.
Yeah.
So important now.
100%.
Still, yeah. It's a great story to hear because I think that that's what we need, especially in this industry. Start sharing more of those fucking stories with people, because I think that's what's important. And I think that circles back, too, to the fact that, you know, hiring good budtenders to be working in the industry, educate people, pay them for what they're worth, because they're doing a service, right? Mm-hmm. And really, you know, who knows how this is going to shake out, right? Once we are federally regulated, how this is going to shake out and how they're going to do budtending. And you know what I mean? I just don't see it being a tipping industry anymore. I don't think so.
You know how I've always kind of looked at budtenders myself? And I come from the retail, the other side of the retail side, right?
Yeah.
But also the media side. So I see different perspectives. But, like, I look at it like, you know, in pharmacies, you've got the pharmacist, but then you have the pharmacist helpers. And these are people that they don't have to have pharmacist degrees. I don't know what it's called or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, because I had a lot of friends that started in pharmacies, you know, just ringing people up and things like that, you know. But I look at budtenders kind of that way. It's that first step, you know, to be able to really help people with their medicine. And the more educated they are, the more they can help the patients that are coming in, because they are asking the questions that, you know, they should be asking the doctors, but the doctor's not there and the pharmacist isn't always available, you know. So who's next in line? The budtenders.
Yeah. As long as they're properly trained and they just learn how to listen to the customers, everything else falls in line for sure.
I fall in love with the budtenders that when I go up and I said, tell me about this strain. And if the first thing that they say is the THC, I'm like, okay, I'm not listening anymore.
Yes.
You know? But when they start talking about, you know, different cannabinoids and stuff like that, I'm like, tell me more.
Yeah, you're talking that talk.
Tell me more.
Right.
Don't throw me with a good time. You know?
Have you had any, like, super memorable moments with Scentsy Magazine since you've been with them where it's just been like, man, this changed my life, or... Okay.
I mean, there's just been so many. Like, I've met, I've had the honor of being able to travel to different places across the country to go to different types of events as a representative of Scentsy. I get to, you know, meet amazing celebrities and athletes and stars, people like Ricky Williams, who is also an astrologer.
What?
Okay.
Yes. Did I miss that?
Yeah, I never knew that.
A lot of people don't know this.
Okay.
But yeah, he's Ricky Williams is an astrologer. He has an app. It's called it starts with the L. I'll get back to it.
Okay.
But
and we'll post it out too.
Yeah, and people like that. We've got, you know, Rob Van Dam,
you know,
and people like that. So I've had lots of really cool experiences meeting people like that. But then even bigger is like, I've met real, true like advocates of the space, like. Cheech and Chong, you know, like those guys, right?
Yeah.
And Tommy Chong, I got to meet him at a Super Bowl party, of all things. And, you know, big advocates of the space, like, I'm connected to people like Todd McCormick and Tim Blake from the Emerald Cup.
Yeah.
And, like, these legacy events and brands and people that have fought their entire lives for justice, like side by side with Jack Hare and people like that. Mm. Speaking of Jack Hare,
Legends.
Dan Hare, you know, I've worked with his son. And
love
it's like
Dan.
Knowing
awesome
these
guy.
Stories of these people and everything that they stood for, and the fact that I'm continuing that and continuing telling those stories, to me, with the communications background that I have, I'm living my dream.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm living my dream and being able to advocate and educate, doing it at the same time for, you know, something that has been my medicine my entire life.
That's
and
it
you're
right
doing
there.
It well, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Keep
I really appreciate
it,
that.
Keep doing that. For sure.
Abby, we appreciate you hopping on with us so much.
Thank you.
You got an open invitation anytime you want to hop on, or
love
if you need
that.
Anything
yes.
With any events, holler at us. We'll definitely be right there. Before we let you go, though, we have to know what you've been smoking on lately.
So funny that you say that.
I got an idea.
What?
What you gonna say, Kush Berry?
I was gonna say Kush Berry. Oh my goodness! Funny that you say that. Yeah, I was just at their grow earlier today, and then walked in. Well, I got to sample their product later on, and then I walked in here and saw that it was on your table. I was like, "It's a sign." So
nice. Hell yeah.
Very cool.
What you been smoking on, Rocky?
Kush Berry.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, we have to pop it out. Like,
no, good.
Yeah, they got some really good strains. You got to check them out. I pop them out all the time.
Hawaiian Delight is a delight.
Okay. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about Dutch Hawaiian.
Dutch Hawaiian. Sorry, yes. Dutch Hawaiian. You're right. Yes. Dutch Hawaiian.
Ooh, that's what we were just smoking in between. Yes. Yeah.
That's what I told you. That's got me ripped earlier.
Cake, right?
Yeah, and Kush Cake.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
They also have Mac.
Yep.
I love
it's a classic.
That. I love that strain.
It's a
yeah.
classic.
Yeah, you got high as hell, Midgey.
Yes, I did.
No. Jarrell, what have you been smoking on?
The Dutch Hawaiian. That's what we had, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But and I also wanted, because shout out to Circle S Farms, because I picked up a pack of those Medellin, six pack of P-Rolls, fire. So thank you for that recommendation, Rocky.
Oh, my God, they're so fire.
Thank you for that recommendation.
Yes, check yes. them out. So if anybody wants to find out more about Scentsy or if they want to get involved, how did they do that?
Check us out on scentsymag.com. You'll find a lot of our information there. But you can also, on IG, find Scentsy Mag. Also reach out to me at Scentsy Nevada. I'm, you know, always on IG, Facebook, all of that. Or you can find any of my personal handles as well as the Can Astrologer on IG as well.
Awesome. Definitely. You can always find us at High Bud Tenders on all things social media, or you can go to www@highbudtenders, listen to the podcast. You can also get some really great merchandise. We'll soon have some blogs on there. It's getting really exciting. Starting to learn more about that HubSpot.
Okay.
Don't make me get on it. We super appreciate the listeners. We thank you for listening. And as always, stay high, bartender.
I do this shit for Vegas. About to shut the world down. World domination. World ain't ready for the town. We are.